Daily Jason and Chris show. We got a big show today, Chris.
Supposedly. This one might be good.
It might be a good one. We're going to have a...
I'll have to listen, finally.
Yeah, you might
I've heard great things.
You might want to listen to this one. Maybe, just maybe. We're going to have a...
I do have a lot on my plate. I'm a busy guy.
Yeah.
That internet pornography is not masturbating to itself, except for the ones where they're masturbating.
Yes, touche. We're going to talk to Rosedale. They're going to be on the show premiering a new song. And then we're also going to be talking to Get Busy Living. Here they are.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show.
There.
All right, we got him.
Okay, it's Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. We're here live on AW Radio. Thanks for listening. And Jason.
Yes.
There he is. He's joining us via satellite tonight.
Yes.
Why are you via satellite?
I have explosive diarrhea.
What's going on with you over there?
You know, Kenzie was sick last week, and I stayed home with her last Thursday, and I must have got sick.
Ooh,
from
gross.
Because now I have it.
Boy. And you were about to come to the show.
I was trying. I worked today, and I probably shouldn't even have worked, but I was wanting to come. But yeah, every like 10 minutes I have to go poo.
Every 10 minutes on the hour? Or on the
every
on the
10
minute?
Minutes with... when you just called, I was actually pooing.
Eek. And I can't believe you're going to come to the show. I mean, it was nice of you to offer, but I'm glad that you didn't.
Yeah, if you have like the sniffles or... and you're a trooper and you come in. But like, yeah, keep your goddamn zombie...
Yeah.
Intestines out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. I like got home from work and immediately went and puked.
Jesus, man.
Ugh.
Like,
I
just
don't want to talk about it.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Well, you're a trooper.
Do you have any help there at the shop? Do you have any reliable assistant managers so you can like not have to be there sometimes?
Well, this day we only had two managers and I was one of them, so.
Shit.
Well, what can you do?
You're a responsible individual.
Yeah.
I respect your work ethic.
Yeah.
In theory.
In theory. That's right. Well, there's Jason. He's here.
Woohoo!
Somehow. We don't know how, but he's here.
If I have to go poo, I'll bring the mic in with me.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be a big show. We're not going to get to it just yet, but Chris has some big news.
Huge news.
Huge news. Life-altering news.
Yeah. I'm finally becoming a woman.
But Caitlin...
My nuts just dropped, and I'm like, you know what? Actually, those look weird. Let's get rid of them.
Yeah, you might as well. I mean, you don't need those.
They're just hanging there.
Yeah.
They're a liability.
Yeah. So we're going to get to that here in just a second. We'll get to Chris's big news. But first, let's get to the song premiere. Let's just jump into it here with Rosedale. Who do we have? Mike? There he is, listening to the show. What's going on? How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good. Jason is not doing that great. I'm sure you're just listening. He's a little under the weather.
He has explosive...
Sorry, so it's just you?
Explosive diarrhea. Hey, I'm Chris.
Yeah, Chris is here.
We have Jason, he is Skyping in. So you're on the line with Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
You are going to be premiering a new song here on the show. Very cool.
Thank you.
Tell us about the band.
Which is just you, right?
Yeah, basically. I'm kind of the only member, but I have other musicians from all over the States and some in Canada. And, basically it's just usually a four-piece band, and sometimes it's just me and a drummer. But yeah, I'm from Toronto. And
you are Canadian?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we didn't know that before we agreed to this. Well, that's cool. So you're pretty much just the only guy in the band that deserves credit, I guess you could say. I mean, you bring in these other people, but You want to be like a solo musician.
I guess you could say that. I mean, it's not really by choice. I used to have a band, and they all just sort of had other commitments and moved on. But yeah, Rosedale's kind of just been like my baby, and I've always sort of taken care of all of the music and the business side of everything. So yeah.
Okay. Did you find that system preference yet, by the way?
I tried turning it up. It looks like it's like auto bringing it down for some reason.
Oh.
It's peaking. So maybe on Skype I can bring it up.
Yeah, this is what I hate about Windows. You know, there's like this setting in the recording settings, and then it allows applications to take over the volume, and then it just screws everything up. God damn okay, you, I think, Bill Gates. He really is the worst.
Well, I'm on a Mac.
And, you're on a Mac?
Yeah. I fucking knew it.
Yeah. How dare you? How dare you? So you like to play sports, huh? It says here that you like hockey. Surprise, surprise. Surprise, yeah. Surprise.
How's
that? Is that any better, volume?
That's a little bit better. Keep going up if you can.
Okay. How's that?
That's a little better.
How's Toronto doing this season?
Oh, the Leafs, I think they're third last in the league or something.
Sounds about right.
Yee.
Yeah.
Well,
we just got rid of our captain, though, so that's a good start.
Yeah, what would you do if you were the coach?
I would get rid of FNUF like we just did, and I'd pick up Stamkos, and I think that's what they're going to do.
Nobody knows what you're talking about, but we appreciate the feedback and the insight. You ever play some right puck with people in the neighborhood? Is that you say? Is that, I don't know anything about hockey. Is that how you'd be cool with it? Do you say you want to play some puck?
Yeah, I think some people say that, but we just sort of say you want to play some hockey. I played last night for the first time in a while, so I'm kind of sore.
You want to bang some rubbers? Is that what they say?
Bang some rubbers?
I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
It's good. Give you that one for free.
Yeah, you can use that one. you like the Tony Hawk Pro Skater video games?
Yeah, that's...
Why'd you include that in your bio?
The only video game I'm good at.
Oh. Well, why'd you think it was necessary to put that in your bio? I've never seen that. I like that. Normally, bands don't write down what video games they're playing, and
That's good.
Yeah, I like it.
Sure.
No, I just referenced that that's sort of what got me into punk rock, because I was a classically trained pop listening musician and never really got into the punk until like some of the videos on our MTV, which is Much Music. And then we had Big Shiny Tunes, just like a collation of the rock music that was on Much Music, and then Tony Hawk Pro Skater had an awesome soundtrack. So I would always remember like what song was going to be next when it changed levels or whatever. And my friends were always like, "How did you know it was going to be that song?"
Which songs were you into the most?
I can't remember the name now, but it was a Lagwagon song. Mouth Calling.
Are you talking about which Tony Hawk are you talking about? By the way,
those ones on two.
Tony Hawk 2?
Yeah, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. And then I think Underground had a Goldfinger... No, the first one had a Goldfinger song.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Superman. And,
yeah.
Yeah, like this Goldfinger song just always reminds me of Tony Hawk. Like, anytime I hear this, I feel like I'm grinding. And, doing ollies. Did you ever play Tony Hawk, Chris?
No, I never, I played sometimes with, you or Jason, you guys had it, but I never owned it or rented it or anything like that. Yeah, it was really my thing. Yeah,
I liked it a lot. It was fun.
It was fun to pick up for here and there at a friend's house or something.
Yeah, right. So you wanted to get Rosedale on Warped Tour, right? How's that going? Any luck there?
Well, that was a couple years ago.
Oh.
And I kind of lucked out. I've always played in the parking lot and would like just promote my CD and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I went out and played in the parking lots with the generator by myself. I'd done that with a band in the past, but this is the first time that I did it by myself. And they just, I don't know if they felt bad for me or they liked what I was doing. They brought me in and had me play on some stages. And
oh, really? Just because you were out there? But do they normally frown upon people doing that?
I don't know. I it's hard to tell with them. Like, I think that's, if you do it the right way, then they respect it. And I think they've always sort of respected it, like sort of paying your dues. But I think a lot of times, a lot of the bands doing it step on toes and get themselves in trouble. So as long as you stay out of trouble, they like you.
What's the response like from people who were, you know, walking into the venue from their cars or whatever, walking by? You know, do you get any respect or do you feel like they would blow you off just because you, you know, weren't on the bill or would dismiss you?
It was different with everybody. Like, there was a lot of people that were just super into it, and they give everybody a chance, and then you win them over pretty easily. There was other people who just are annoyed, and it's hot, and they're thirsty, and they don't want to talk to people they don't know. And so it can be discouraging sometimes at certain times of the day. It was interesting that sometimes you get on a good streak and sell like 10 CDs in a row with everybody you talk to, and then sometimes you talk to like 100 people and not a single one. So it's like a mood.
Well, that's cool. Well, cool, man. That's the way to do it. You're out there. You're spreading
it for you.
You're spreading the music, and
you got in the door.
Yeah, you're a hardworking dude. If you're out there doing it like that, just grinding it old school, and you gotta just pound the pavement sometimes. Nope. I hate to use that cliche, but yeah, you do. Well, let's play the song you wanted to premiere on the show. Well, let's play Gray. What can you tell us about this?
Cool. It's a song that's kind of about being an artist and what we were just talking about, how sometimes people don't want to give you a chance and they don't really care about your art. It's kind of it can kind of be depressing sometimes. You're trying to move forward and you're just moving backwards. So this song is kind of about that.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, yep, I know exactly. I think we can all identify with that. Here we go. It's Gray from Rosedale. This is a world premiere. And how can people find out more about you and what you're doing?
You can go to my website, rosedalemusic.net. It's Rosedale Music on Twitter and Rosedale Mike on Instagram if you want to follow me. Follow you back.
All right, well, everybody listening, this is the first time this is ever being played, ever. So you are experiencing history. On this tiny
screen. Well, actually, Gray is he's been out for a while.
Oh. No, wait, what? Yeah, oh, what are we premiering then?
Was,
wait, you tell me this is not a premiere?
Well, Gray is not a premiere. You're playing Tiger in the Woods, which I think was supposed to be the premiere track.
Tiger in the Woods? I was not sent that one.
Oh, well, I'm not really sure what track you have, but it's definitely a new one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I was not given Tiger in the Woods. So you're telling me that we did not have a premiere?
If it's Gray that you're about to play, then no. But maybe you just have a different song title for the track.
I don't know. So who's James Lloyd? Is that your publicist?
Yeah, James Lloyd's my publicist, and he's probably the one who sent you the track.
He's not your publicist anymore,
well,
is he?
He's the one that did not
done
send the track.
He's out of there. You don't have time.
Well, that's why I like to do things myself.
Yeah, I'm actually, as we're talking, I'm looking through all the emails he sent over, and he only sent over this Gray song in all these emails. So he's like, hey, you guys want to have a premiere? And we said, sure. And then he sent over the wrong song.
Well, isn't that the way my luck goes sometimes? Well, you know what? If I didn't have published this, I probably wouldn't have had this interview on this radio right now.
So. Yeah, but see, now we don't have a premiere because we've been promoting this as we have a premiere, and now we look like the assholes here.
Don't worry, I look like an asshole too.
Well, why don't you do this? Why don't you can you email us the song? And we'll just play it later on in the show.
Sure. Yeah, I can email it right now.
Okay, you do that. You email us, and then we'll get it on later.
Cool.
Okay. Cool.
I don't know what your email address is.
We'll get you the information. We'll get you the information. Just hang on. All right. Well, that world premiere is coming up later.
I'm sitting on the edge of my seat.
Wow, we're just really teasing the crap out of people.
Yeah.
You thought it was going to happen, then it didn't happen. Will it happen later? We don't know. It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. We're live on AW Radio. If you want to hear something, of course you can. You can tweet us, EJC Show. Jason is joining us via satellite.
Hello.
And today's episode is brought to you by TuneCore. We're very happy to have this sponsor today. TuneCore. This is a real musician-friendly sponsor today. It's TuneCore.
TuneCore is a music distribution company that's been in the business for over 10 years and has helped over 250,000 artists sell their music worldwide.
Yeah, so if you're an independent musician and you want to get your music on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, or any digital store, you need a music distributor.
That's where TuneCore comes in. TuneCore will help get your music into more than 150 digital music stores, so your music can get discovered and sold all over the world.
Rappers like Chance the Rapper and rockers like Angels and Airwaves use TuneCore. So even Angels and Airwaves, isn't that offshoot of Blink-182? I think it is.
I think so, yeah.
Of course it is. I'm acting like I don't know. Artists of all music genres prefer TuneCore. Why? Because when you distribute your own music through TuneCore, you keep 100% of the sales revenue and 100% of your music rights. You keep complete creative control over your music.
That's awesome. That's so important if you're a musician. So yeah. Create a free TuneCore account at ejc.tunecore.com today and save 20% on single or album distribution. Now is your time to get your music heard.
That's ejc.tunecore.com. Save 20% with that link. ejc.tunecore.com. Do it today.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris. ejcshow.com.
All right, it's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. 1-888-99-IDOBE if you want to call up. It's 1-888-994-3624. Chris is chewing some Chex Mix.
You gotta warn me, man.
No. Bold flavor. Requested bold flavor. Jason likes bold.
Yes.
Although, Jason, you're not...
Because I'm bold.
You got the stomach flu. What's the flu situation? Flu watch.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's flu. It's definitely stomach something. Like, I feel fine besides my stomach. So I'm... Diarrhea and vomiting.
Would you say you have bird flu or Ebola? Or is SARS finally making a comeback?
Let's go to flu.
You know,
watch.
I don't know the symptoms of any of those, so I couldn't answer that, to be honest.
Flu watch with Jason. What's going on there?
I'm laying down trying to nurse a glass of water right now.
Confirmed, we have a diarrhea outbreak on the outskirts of Denver.
There it is.
My name is Chris. This has been Flu Watch 2016.
There it is, Flu Watch.
I feel like I contracted it from Eddie. So you had that stomach thing for years. It's finally rearing its ugly head at me.
Well, you're going to be sick for the next 2 years. Congratulations.
Yeah, fuck.
Congratulations.
Is this how your life was? Explosive diarrhea?
Yeah, but not like all at once. It was like, you know, when you would not want it to happen.
Like, when do you ever want it to happen?
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is if it's going to happen, you want it to be, in a situation where you're relaxed, you're at home, and you are prepared for it. Not when you're out.
But you don't want to be too relaxed.
No, you have to be on guard there.
Yeah.
Well, you're a trooper for still for being on the show. Calling
in.
Yeah.
How you feeling, seriously? You feeling better tonight a little bit?
No.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Well.
Yeah, it was a shitty way to spend Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you were sick yesterday, too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was a clever pun, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yes. Well.
I had a stomach bug like 5 years ago. It was a goddamn nightmare.
Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Well, Chris had a big Valentine's Day weekend. And yeah, it's big news for Chris. Did. Should we get to...
Yes, I did. Oh, Jason hasn't heard.
Oh, maybe he hasn't heard.
Have you...
There's some big news.
It's huge news.
What's the big news?
Well...
Wait, you don't know... You really don't know this news before we say it?
What? Let's just say it, God damn it.
You don't know it?
No!
Are you serious?
What's Chris's huge news?
That can happen.
Okay.
And why am I finding out with everyone else on the show?
And that's a good question. I went on a little Valentine's Day trip with my girlfriend to Santa Fe, New Mexico. And when we were down there, I proposed to her and she said yes. So I am now engaged.
Wow. Congrats, man.
Thanks. You don't sound too excited, but I'll let it slide because you are not feeling well.
I knew. I already knew. I'm not feeling well, and I saw it on Facebook.
Yes, your fiance actually asked Jason's permission before.
Well, it's classic.
You know,
that's
honestly,
good.
Chris, I'm a little upset you didn't tell me about it before you popped the question.
Well, sorry about that. I didn't see any point in...
It's a bro
spreading that news all around town. I had set my mind to do it, and so I just went and did it. I asked her parents,
how did it
both
go
her
down?
Parents' blessing, and I got that. And I told my parents like a couple weeks ago, and that was it. Yeah. I didn't tell my sister, my only sibling, and I didn't tell any of my friends, so yeah. Very, very closed,
wow.
Compartmentalized information, man.
Yeah.
Need code word basis. Only. Code word
yeah,
only.
Yeah, close to the chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea because I probably would have blurted it out at the Super Bowl party. That's a good call.
So
that's
how
a good call.
How did it go down? How did you drop the bomb?
It's actually, that would have been, Jason, that wouldn't necessarily have been a huge deal because we've been talking about it together since October. But I found a ring and bought it for her, and it got like a 4-star boutique hotel there in Santa Fe, and you know, wanted a little privacy, so popped the question there in the room, and you know, the ring got down the knee, that whole deal.
What was playing
on
the TV?
Were you nervous?
Not too nervous. No. I was feeling good. Yeah, I was actually surprised how not nervous I was. But, you know, it wasn't something that it was like, this could go either way. Like, you know, anywhere she stood. So it was a loaded deck. I knew the outcome of that before I went into it. But, yeah, I was a little nervous. Like, as a writer, I felt like I had to have some awesome words to say or something. But,
did you write something out?
Yeah, you know, I was, you know, kind of putting it off as I want to do and sort of finalize the last minute. And then I just was like, just settled on it. Like, I was going to, you know, I wanted to go do it and like find a quiet corner in a park or something or go on a hike or something. But, yeah, I don't know, like the stars are aligned or something. I just decided to do it then.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when's the big... So you don't know when the big date is yet, right?
No. We're thinking a year minimum. Year out, so...
Probably.
And we wouldn't do a winter wedding, so...
Probably next
like
summer.
Like a year and a half,
next
yeah.
Next summer, fall.
Yeah, exactly.
And there you go.
Or not, next, well, yeah, 2017 summer, fall, probably, so.
Oh, you just broke a lot of ladies' hearts, Chris.
Don't I know it.
Especially Jason's.
Son of a bitch.
Well, cool. Well, congrats.
Thank you. Thank
from,
you.
From the EJC crew.
Well, well, the EJ crew. Of
and,
the
all of our back office is cheering. You can't hear them right now.
They are going wild.
Yeah.
Through the soundproof studio walls.
Yeah.
We should tase them later.
Yeah. Yeah. So get out of hand. We're going to have to pepper ball them.
Yeah.
Cattle prong them.
Yeah.
Get back to work.
Bring out those water cannons. Strip the skin right off the bone.
Yeah. Who needs skin?
Eddie, Jason, and Chris. EJCShow.com.
Okay, it's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show, and, you know, earlier today we were supposed to have early on the show, we were supposed to have a song premiere. It didn't work out because the publicist dropped the ball, but now we can finally play that song, Chris.
That's good news.
This is from Rosedale, and it's called Tiger in the Woods. That's what we were supposed to play on the show earlier, but it didn't work out. Let's do that now. Then we'll come back, and we're going to talk to Get Busy Living here in just a second. They're our next guest.
Right on.
Here we go now.
Here we go. Well, let's see if we like this, Chris.
Oh, yeah. I think my butt's so pretty.
What?
Wear my pants around my knees.
What?
I think my butt's so pretty. I wear my pants around my knees.
Is this the right thing, Chris?
You're asking me?
My butt is just so fine. I want the whole wide world to see.
Is this the right?
If you read the Hanes or Jockey label,
is this Rosedale?
Cover in a shrine.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
We have to come back to that. Let's get, busy living.
Jesus.
Okay. Hey, man. What's up?
Well, hopefully we got connected good enough.
I think we're connected now.
Sounds a lot better.
I think we got you now, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm in Kansas, but...
Oh, so tell us about your band, Get Busy Living. You guys have a lot going on.
Yeah, well, 1888 Media, he's been hooked up with you guys, but just to get the record, push more, and tour set up. For the rest of the year.
You're breaking up a little bit on us there.
I am. One sec.
Yeah, see if you can get a better connection. Chase from Get Busy Living is on the phone. A lot of stuff going on. Chase, I think you can probably hear this, but we're just giving the song to premiere. I don't know if this is the right song, though. It's just very... Tell us what you think of the song as a songwriter. I don't know.
I want the whole wide world to see.
Just listen to the song.
If you read the Hanes or Jockey label, know I'm covering a shrine.
Wait, what?
Lord, if you see the Hanes or Jockey label, know I'm covering a shrine.
You missed the first part. He's talking about his butt or something.
When it comes to gluteal muscles, baby, mine are quite divine.
What the fuck?
That's awesome.
This is
my
what...
underwear is outerwear, my waistband at my thigh. If you could see what I was covering, it would make a grown man cry. Oh,
this is the file that he sent you?
Yeah.
This is Tiger something?
But I supposed to, this is that song premiere you're supposed to have earlier in the show. It didn't work out.
What's the name of the song?
That?
Tiger in the Woods.
What the fuck?
I don't know what to think about it, honestly.
My cheeks are pretty sweet.
God, I can't do it. I can't. I can't.
I have to walk with baby steps.
Is that for real? Is that like
so
a...
So I won't face plant in the streets.
I don't know. If it's a joke, it's on us. I swear.
Take it around. Here we go.
Well.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe we got the wrong file. I'm gonna check again. I'm going to email him back. Maybe he said it's the wrong thing.
Got you guys, because that does not sound like a premiere.
Well.
Oh, my God.
Well, Get Busy Living. We're talking to Chase from the band. Different band. Good to have you on, man. How are things?
Oh, they're good. I appreciate you guys having me. That was a song to listen to.
What's the band up to lately, right now?
Right now, we're booked. Band from San Diego called Short Stories. Band from Missouri called Histories. And then a band from Orlando called Felicity. So we're trying to work out tours for the rest of the year, basically.
Okay, cool.
It says here you had the opportunity to open for the Backstreet Boys in Kansas City. Did you find that was a good fit for you? That was that your audience there?
Not really. I mean, it was like an Avril mixed Backstreet Boys, so there was like a mixture of a little wannabe punk rockers there.
Even that seems like a strange combination.
They do a lot of when they come through, they just try to pull, you know, a good local band to open up, and just a chance for people. You know, you can't hate on the Backstreet Boys. Good dance moves.
Yeah, I could probably hate on them if I wanted to. But I'm classier than that. I wouldn't trash a band like that over the air. I would wait and do it behind their back like a civilized individual.
Right. That's when you want to do it, when they're not around, so they don't kick your ass, Chris. They might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the saddest.
Five people outnumbered.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't matter. I'm just a small man, and any one of the Backstreet Boys could probably kick my ass, and that's just the sad reality.
I'll back you up, bro.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Do you get in a lot of fights, Chase, there in Kansas City?
I used to when I was a little bit younger, but, you know, I don't want to go to jail, so.
And why do you not want to go to jail? That's interesting.
I don't think anybody likes it.
Nobody likes jail?
Crappy food.
What?
It's vibrating.
Oh, you're vibrating over there?
My phone was vibrating.
We're having some weird...
Yeah, we have like a shitty connection here. This sucks.
I feel like it's...
It's like this Kansas City internet. Don't you guys have Google Fiber out there? Or Google whatever the fuck it is?
Yeah, we do. I don't have my part.
Clearly you do not have it. Man? See, Google Fiber came in and like now you have... This is why you should probably get Google Fiber. What do you want? Comcast?
No, I got off Comcast.
Whatever it is,
AT&T.
You're like on the worst internet. Like watching porn for you must be miserable.
Well, I don't know if the wife would approve, but you know, you gotta get it in.
Well,
it's like you're masturbating in 1996.
I know. Do you have dial up?
I do not.
You're masturbating like a pilgrim.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So your wife doesn't approve you watching porn?
Probably not. I don't know.
Why not?
I could ask her later. Back to her.
Can you ask her now?
I could.
Let's put her on the show. Let's ask her. It'll be less awkward if it's on the air. You could say, oh, it's just a radio show, honey.
Well, what do you think, Eddie? Have you ever had any issue with... Yeah, because I got to say, in my relationship, I don't think she gives a shit.
Yeah, I've never run into that problem with any relationship I've ever been in. In fact, yeah, it's... I've never been in the type of relationship where porn is frowned upon.
Yeah.
For either party.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. Yeah.
So you wouldn't be mad if your wife there was watching porn?
As long as it was like pretty classy, you know, a good storyline. Keep it interesting.
Yeah, you know. Good storyline.
And character development.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, and you don't want...
Keep the spitting to a minimum.
Yes.
And you want girls that don't look sad. Like they're there.
Yeah, no depressed dad.
Yeah, if it's going to get really kinky or crazy or dirty, they should say I love you at the end of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That wipes the slate clean.
Yeah, it does. So go ahead.
Sorry about the electrodes. I love you.
Let's get your wife on the line here.
She's from Australia. Got a cool accent.
Oh, we don't want to talk to her then. Oh, go ahead, put her on.
I'll see if she wants to say hi.
Tell her you're on the radio. You're promoting your band.
Man, she moved from Australia to Kansas City? That really sucks.
Jason, I don't think you can talk because your levels are out of whack.
I'm hanging up.
We'll call you right back, okay?
Yep.
Skype thing again.
Yeah, he's Chase from Get Busy Living is getting his wife on the line. We're gonna ask why she doesn't let him watch porn.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Chase did warn us about your accent, so we just want to let you know that we're not taken off guard here. So you do not. Well, thanks for talking to us. Let's get right to it. So you do not let Chase watch porn, huh? Are you doing dishes or something?
No, I'm not.
What is that noise?
Is Chase getting a beer or something? It's like glasses tinkling in the background.
That is someone saying...
Well, just fill in the blanks, ladies and gentlemen, listening out. So... Is it, so you don't let him watch porn?
That's not true. He
Maybe he just finds it hotter if he thinks that, you're gonna get really pissed.
Maybe.
So you really don't care if he watches porn? Is it okay?
It's totally okay.
Okay. All right.
He might be relieved to hear that. That could be a big load off his mind.
Yeah. He said that you watch a lot of porn. Is that true?
I mean, no comment.
Okay. So that's a yes. On record.
Kaka!
All right. Well, thanks for being on the show. We appreciate it. We'll talk to Chase again. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. She doesn't believe that.
Kaka!
Jason, I said you can't
Jesus
talk.
Jesus Christ.
Your levels are
is
off,
that
man.
What is... Goddamn.
Dude, I hung up and you're still here.
You can't talk.
I can't see anything. Hang up on me.
I can't. Jesus Christ.
I can't hang up on you.
Jason, we'll get to you in a second. My God. Sorry about that, Chase.
This is awesome.
We apologize for Jason being just off. He's just off his rocker.
He's violently ill, legitimately. Apparently, the virus is seeped into his brain.
He's off his meds.
Yeah.
Yeah, but more importantly, though, we're talking about you and your band, Get Busy Living. What are you guys up to this summer?
Touring as much as we... I'd like to get back on a tour... But it's a tough one.
Why is it so tough to get back on Warped Tour?
So many bands get on. And Kevin Lyman's a hard...
Yeah. Well, man, we wish you the best of luck. We have a shitty connection here. I apologize. We want to talk to you more, but it's hard to understand you. Like we're hearing like everything you're saying. So we appreciate you coming on the show. We're going to play your song, Fight Song. And is there anything else you want to say before we hit it?
Shit, I hope everybody likes it. And on the radio, thanks to you.
Well, thank you, man. We appreciate it. Sorry about this connection. Get Google Fiber, please.
I'll try.
I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to Comcast in your name.
Yeah. And come back on the show anytime. Thanks. When you guys go out and do something or whatever, come back on, all right? Well, so we can get you on properly here.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like I was this is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright, son.
watching me. Losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep.
I'm in too deep.
And it's been 2 years. I miss my home. There's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, still believe.
And all those things I didn't say. Wrecking walls inside my brain. I will scream them loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time?
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright, son. My power's turned on. Starting right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a little fight left in me.
Okay, you know, not all shows can be winners, but, you know, we've been kind of trying tonight. It, you know, should have just gone off the rails. We were supposed to have that song premiere from Rosedale.
What the fuck? Maybe that's what threw me off. Like,
I just realized
this isn't like a best of EJC, but it hasn't been that bad. But that just, what the fuck was that goddamn song?
I think I played the wrong file, Chris. He sent me,
really?
He sent me two things. I just realized. Here's the other thing. He's should we dare? It's a different email.
Might as well. Why did he send you two things? We just needed the one.
I don't know. Well, you know, he earlier in the show he said he's gonna. We were supposed to premiere the song to begin with, and the publicist didn't send it. Then he sends it, and I think he sent the wrong thing. This is Jason.
Send like a second email with a different file or something.
Yeah, there he is. There's Jason.
What the fuck is going on?
Jason,
that's okay. The real question. Were you goddamn cacawing at us?
Yeah, why are you cacawing during the interview?
The interview?
Okay, whatever.
Jesus.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Here's the song premiere. Let's see. This is the song that sent over, Jason, right? He sent over the song.
He sent the song, but I'm really confused on what just happened.
Well, here's,
we are too, and there's no.
Here's the world premiere from Rosedale, Tiger in the Woods. Let's see if this is the right one. We don't know.
I was riding on my four wheeler, having fun and slinging mud. When my hands.
Are you playing it?
Yeah.
Somebody's dicking with us, and I don't approve.
What?
I can't hear the song.
Okay.
What the? Oh my God,
Jason! Hang on. Let's go. I'm gonna call you on Skype because this FaceTime shit isn't working. Okay, are you on Skype?
Huh?
Are you on Skype?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, yep. We're gonna get you on Skype because FaceTime audio just doesn't work very well. Anyways, let's get back to the song here.
No,
you don't want to hear it.
No.
I was riding on my four-wheeler, having fun and slinging mud. When my hand slipped off the throttle and my elbow hit my butt. That's when my weenus. Oh, met my penis.
Jesus Christ.
What is this?
God damn it all. Pain all through my brain. What the fuck? When my owner not sure hit my cry. Is he fucking with us? Who is this guy? Jesus.
This one?
One, two, three, four.
The morning sun's at the window and starts to light the room. My sleepy eyes take in the view when I get a sense of doom. Last night at the party, still fuzzy in my head. Then I realize I don't have a clue who I've got in bed. CSI would be astounded at the...
Dude, just have a whole fucking album of this guy? This is the... Is this the guy who we talked to? The other song, was it like this?
These are the files I have. I don't know. I'm just trying to play the world premiere.
What was the song that wasn't the world premiere? It sounded nothing like that, right?
What are you talking about?
The song that that the publicist sent you that was supposed to be the world premiere, but
I didn't hear it. Because remember, I didn't get the file?
No. I'm saying the one that we played earlier. The one that the publicist sent you. The wrong one, but the one that he sent.
Oh. Because
we played that and it sounded like a regular band.
All right, here we go now.
This one?
Oh, yeah. I think my butt's so
no,
pretty.
God damn it, no.
I wear my pants around my knees.
No. From right after we talked to him, we played him out with the song that had been out a while.
Oh. You're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I don't know. Jason said, actually, maybe Jason is fucking with us.
Jason has to be fucking with us.
I didn't get the email. Now it's all coming to me because normally the email address for each AC show comes to all three of us, but somehow only Jason got it. And he's like, let me forward that to you.
You know what? I'm glad that son of a bitch is sick.
Fuck that guy.
God damn it all. We're trying to have a show.
He's fucking with us.
Son of a bitch.
Jason is totally fucking with us right now.
Jesus Christ.
Hang on. I got it for you. I'll forward it. But the email, you should have gotten it. I should have gotten it because it goes to ejcshow@adobe.com. We all get it. I didn't get it. Did you get it?
I wasn't checking my email. I have a...
I didn't get it.
Hold on.
I really didn't get the premiere song email. But Jason somehow magically did, and that's what we play.
I'm not seeing it. Yeah. Like, I don't always...
I think my butt's so pretty.
Jesus. God damn it, Jason. I really... you have damaged our friendship.
What is he doing?
God damn it.
Oh, wait. Okay, the guy from Rosedale on Skype is listening still. He's sending me the file on Skype. The real one. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Okay, here we go.
We apologize for Jason. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Let's just go ahead and I don't know. Okay, I have it now. Let me see. I'm gonna play a little bit before we play the whole thing. This may or may not be a world premiere song debut from Rosedale. Tiger in the Woods is the name of the song. Let's see. I'm gonna play a little bit of it first.
All right. That sounds acceptable.
Does it sound acceptable? Should we roll with it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. It's Tiger in the Woods. I'm going to restart it, actually. We'll get the full effect.
Sorry for Jason. I don't know what the fuck he's doing tonight.
What did he do? What is that bullshit? It's kind of funny, actually. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
All right, it's Rosedale. This is a world premiere. We're going to come back. We'll do some Chris's news and more, and we'll... everything else. Here you go. World premiere song. Enjoy.
Upon your face was really necessary for the world to disown your name. I
just a vet. He sees life different. Money saving, being on the road has its way of attracting girls. Maybe you can tell the next generation.
Tiger in the Woods from Rosedale, world premiere right here on the EJC show. Thank you to Rosedale for making that happen. If you want to listen to that song again, it's now posted at adobe.com, so go over there and listen to it because it's there for you. We lost Jason and a good riddance at this point.
Yeah. He's off the show.
He's been fucking with us the whole show. Yeah. And
he's fired.
I'm sending over these bogus songs about my butt.
All right, here we go now. Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, this is so bad. I feel like Jason.
Why do you keep coming? Why do you? Yeah, my butt's so pretty. See, I feel like you're fucking with me now.
Why?
Why? Does it get me hot?
Oh, you don't like this song?
No.
Well, let's get to your news.
Yeah.
Let's just
let's put this whole fucking disaster behind us. Sounds good.
Jason is now texting us because he can't be on the show anymore. We took him off, and he's like trying to get us to answer him on Skype. All right, what's in the news?
All right.
Chris's news, everybody's favorite part of the show.
All righty. Let's see, where should we start? Should we go serious or just hit the light news?
Maybe hit the light news. Let's just get through a couple stories, I guess.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Seems Daniel Craig is quitting the role of James Bond to star in a U.S. television show.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Star in a U.S. television series called Purity. This is after starring as James Bond for a decade in films such as Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace...
Solace,
Skyfall, and Spectre. Yeah. So, what do you think of that, Eddie? You're a James Bond fan.
Devastating. Actually, you know what? How many movies? He's in 4 movies?
Yeah.
That's about average for a James Bond actor. Maybe it's time to pass the torch. Although he's a great Bond. But most Bonds go out on top. You don't stay in that role for too long. I feel like you do 3 or 4 films. And then you pass.
Roger Moore did 7. So did Sean Connery. But it does seem that Pierce Brosnan had 4. Timothy Dalton had 2. I think fewer movies is maybe the trend now for.
I would say on average.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you're right, though. Yeah, but I don't know. Sean Connery and was a different breed. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. How do you feel about it?
I don't know. I was a big Pierce Brosnan man growing up, and I think Daniel Craig was doing a really good job with the role, and at this point, like, I'm not sure who I prefer, you know, between Brosnan and Craig, which one's my favorite Bond. So I'm sad to see him go, but I guess he's a little, you know, he took the role when he was about 37. I'm, you know, just roughly crunching, and he's 47 now. So
you can't have a Bond man in his 50s, because
Roger Moore did, but it was getting a little ridiculous.
It was,
yeah. But yeah, I don't know. He doesn't. Daniel Craig seems to I don't know, almost bad-mouthing the series a little bit now. Reportedly, he's said that he would rather slash his wrists than play Bond again.
I read because I guess there's a clause in his contract, and if he speaks poorly about the franchise, I guess there's rights for refusal of him out of it. So I think he's maybe
trying to blow up the ship to get to get out.
I think he might be trying to get out of there.
It's probably like a 4-picture contract, though. Probably all done anyway.
I don't know why he's turning his back on it. Maybe because Skyfall was the one that was Oscar nominated, right? That was the big one that everybody loved.
Yeah.
And then they've kind of been duds. It was two after that, right?
No. Skyfall was two movies ago, and then Spectre came out this fall.
People didn't like Spectre, though. I didn't see it. I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know.
No, you didn't see it? That's too bad.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
I saw it. It was, I don't know, I liked it. It was more back to sort of the old school. It had less of the Daniel Craig feel or flavor to it. It was a little more popcorn-y.
Do they still have the same M?
Dame Judi Dench?
Yeah, that name is always hard for me to say. Dame Judi Dench.
Did you see Skyfall?
I haven't seen Skyfall. I saw half of it, and I meant to go back. I never did.
You didn't.
I haven't seen Skyfall.
I thought you were a James Bond fan.
I am, but I haven't caught up. I'm not caught up with it. I need to go back.
Well, I can't even talk now because there's a major event at the end of Skyfall, and even though that movie's 3 years ago, and I believe we passed the spoilers.
Spoiler alert!
All right, well, you had the chance to watch it, and you didn't. Judi Dench's M.
Oh no, that's okay. Go ahead.
She dies at the end of Skyfall. It's a different M.
Well, they had to kill her off because she's getting up there. She's like 80.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't think they could keep that up. But she's like the longest running character, right, throughout the series? She's been in like... she started with Pierce Brosnan and she went through...
No, the original Q, he was in...
Oh, true. Like I forgot about
22 of them.
Yeah, I forgot about the original Q.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know. What else is in the news?
Okay, here we go. Bill Murray checked some fans' phones from a rooftop bar in Carmel, California after he got annoyed at people taking pictures of him. The restaurant manager said phone flashes were going off 10 feet from Bill's face. He, then allegedly grabbed the phones from two people and threw them off the roof. A third phone landed on a cushion. Bill left the scene before police arrived, but officers caught up with him on Friday. He offered to pay for the damaged phones. No charges were filed.
Classic Bill Murray.
Yeah. I hear he's kind of a dick.
I've heard it's a mixed bag. You get him on a good day, he's cool. You get him on a bad day, he's not.
Yeah.
Probably like most human beings.
I've heard a lot of Bill Murray's a dick stories, though.
Really?
He doesn't take well to being like approached, like cold approach. And like, while that can get annoying, I hear he's rude about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like what? What have you heard? Like through the news? Or like, do you know anybody who has approached Bill Murray?
Yeah, no. When I tell them the story, at this point, this is rumor because it's comes like a friend of a friend. But I forget if I heard this from who I heard it from. I forget if it was like their kids or something or their friends. Yeah, so it was like a friend of a friend sort of thing. But supposedly saw him at like a baseball game and like went up to get an autograph and like. You like just blew them off and like made the kid cry or something. I don't know. Yeah. He's a dick.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he is a dick.
I couldn't cite it, but I feel like we've had these Bill Murray stories before.
Bill Murray is just like one of these enigmas that is always out there in weird situations. You'd never expect him to be in a situation where he's able to throw cell phones off of a balcony that fans are handing him, like...
I think he might just be a cranky old dick, because...
But then he shows up
even though he's
to,
funny, like... When I say I think that Bill Murray's a dick, people seem to get defensive and touchy, which is understandable and reasonable. Like, he's, like, a cherished acting icon these days from a beloved 80s franchise, you know, but... Yeah, he's got a cranky old man face, and he always sort of has. It doesn't seem like that big a stretch. I still love him,
but have you seen
and his
these,
roles?
But what
and
about
he's funny?
These,
but,
have you seen these viral things lately with Bill Murray? He'll randomly show up. Like he crashed a house party recently. He just like walked into a house party and nobody knew him, and they took a bunch of photos. It was like in his neighborhood or like not even his neighborhood. He's like traveling somewhere. And he's at South
by.
Well,
it's kind of a weird move.
It's weird.
Like, you're not going to sign, like, a little kid's baseball party, but you're going to crash just some random party because you're Bill Murray.
You know what I think it is?
He's going to walk in and be like, give me your vodka.
But I think at this point, he's Bill Murray. He goes anywhere.
That's no excuse.
Everybody knows him. I think he wants to feel
is
like he's
excuse?
In charge of the situation. I'm just trying to put myself in his situation. I don't know. But, like, there's another story where he went to a karaoke bar and just, like, hung out with this group of friends all night and sang karaoke. And, like, there are photos of that. Then there's another story where he was at a restaurant where somebody proposed to someone else, and then he ended up standing up and giving a speech. And, like, all this, there's, like, all these like, weird Bill Murray stories and all these legends out there. But then you get the dick stories as well. But you got to think, like, maybe the guy, I'm just, like, adding up all these stories I've seen and heard, like, he doesn't like to be approached. Apparently, you can't approach the guy. You just have to, like, if you're going to approach Bill Murray, you have to do it in a very natural way. You have to make sure that he is, hey, here we are with the Bill Murray, wild yeah. Bill Murray in his habitat.
Yeah, he's like, easily startled and can become aggressive when caught off guard and whiz. But if given enough time for Bill Murray to approach you, you will find him warm and affectionate and surprisingly playful amongst large groups of other blah blah blah.
And now, let's watch the Bill Murray mating ritual. Isn't it beautiful?
You see, at first the Scarlett Johansson ignores his mating calls, but the Bill Murray is not dissuaded.
He insists. Oh, and she runs, but he catches her.
All right, well, that's enough of that.
One more story, I guess.
Yeah.
Enough of Bill Murray.
I don't know. I guess that's kind of...
Is that it?
There's one more, I guess.
All right.
Researchers have managed to freeze the brain of a rabbit with chemicals in cold temperatures and then revive it. This is considered a huge step towards human beings living forever. It's the first demonstration that shows a mammal's brain can be preserved long term. When the brain was warm, the scientists found that most of it was still intact and ready to function.
Most of it?
The end goal is to create a freezing process which doesn't dehydrate the brain, which would be suitable for human use in the future. So.
Weird.
Yeah. I'm out. I'm walking away from this episode.
Yeah, let's just walk away from it while we're ahead, I guess, right?
our contractual 2 hours is come to a close, but we do want to take the opportunity to thank our sponsor, TuneCore, one last time.
Yes, thank you. Big shout out to TuneCore for sponsoring today's show. If you're an independent musician and you want your music sold on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, and other digital stores, you need a trusted music distributor, and that's TuneCore.
TuneCore will help you get your music distributed and sold worldwide. Go to ejc.tunecore.com today to create a free account and save 20% on music distribution.
There you go. That's ejc.com or ejc.tunecore.com, ejc.tunecore.com, but we will link you up with that at ejcshow.com.
Thank you, TuneCore, and I want to thank our guests for calling it. Excuse me, and thank you out there for listening. The EJC show.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time on the show. And it's been nice, and it's been real. It's been fun. TuneCore. Check them out. EJC.TuneCore.com. Bye.